is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Can I get a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg?
That's genius. Let's call that the farmhouse boy.
Hey, could I get the same thing with sausage patties instead of beef patties?
Done and done. That's the breakfast boy.
What about a big boy with green leaf lettuce, tomatoes, and red onions?
We'll call that the deluxe big boy.
You ask, we make. New members of the big boy family now available.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It's a cloudy, crisp, cool night here at Fort Loramie as we present coverage of the Fort Loramie Twin Valley South Cross County Conference football game. It's senior recognition night here at Fort Loramie, and those festivities are taking place right now. At the moment, a sparse crowd on hand. We do expect quite a few more folks to file in before kickoff tonight, which is coming up in about 25 minutes. Fort Loramie Redskins 7-1 on the year, having won four straight in the Cross County Conference by virtue of continuous clock mercy rule games. Twin Valley South is 2-6. It's a young club, a fast improving team. It's a
team, which it could very well be 3-5 or 4-4, having lost a couple close ones. And it's an outfit that I think will win 5 or 6 games next season, although this is October 2019, not 20, and Fort Loramie is a prohibitive favorite here tonight. It's a game the Redskins need to have, Chuck, because Fort Loramie wants to cling to that number 2 spot in its region of D7. And New Miami is at number 1. Marion Local is at 3. Of course, the Flyers have got a date with Coldwater next Friday night. Right. And Marion Local could slide back down to 4. That might be optimal for Fort Loramie. The two teams would then collide in a regional championship if they both won in their first 2 round affairs. But
right.
Nonetheless, Fort Loramie on a track to win the Cross County Conference outright without a loss. Finish 9-1. And by the same token, continue to build momentum heading into the postseason and get healthier. Fort Loramie was riddled by injuries weeks 3, 4, and 5 of the season.
Well, that's exactly what these last 2 games are going to be all about. They need to take care of business, get to the running clock, get a lot of subs out there, get everybody healthy, and get ready for the playoffs, because you can't take anything for granted. You watched Illinois lose or beat Wisconsin last week.
Right.
So anything can happen, but they should win these next 2 games easily. They'll win the league, and that's goal number 1, and then it starts the second season.
Panthers of Twin Valley South, the opponent tonight. The Panthers of Tri-County North, the opponent next Friday night at Tri-County. Redskins, as I mentioned, 7-1, 7 straight triumphs since the season opening setback to Minster, 20-13. Over the last 4 weeks, Fort Loramie has blown out Bradford, Bethel, Tri-Village, and Mississinewa Valley, allowing just 2 touchdowns over that stretch of 4 games. The Twin Valley South's 2 wins over Bethel, 25-20, and Bradford, 31-7. Twin Valley South lost to Tri-County North by a touchdown. Lost by 18 points in the opener to Dixie. That game was more competitive than the final score. We'll see the split veer offense from head coach Clint Bartlett at Twin Valley South tonight. It's a predominant running a game. Easy for me to say, a predominant running attack for Twin Valley South. Should the Redskins get ahead, Twin Valley South will be out of its element for sure.
Right. Well, I think that they're going to probably have to run the ball mostly anyway. They're not going to throw. They're going to have to do a lot of play action if they're going to throw the ball tonight, because they are definitely a running football team.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie in his second year, extremely happy with how his team has developed, Chuck. It's a club which has run the ball exceedingly well all season long. It's been a bone-crushing running attack, having amassed about 8 times more yards than its opponent on the ground this year, and about 9 times as many first downs as its opponent rushing the football.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they have a great running attack. They can throw the football. They've got a couple of really good receivers to throw it to. It's a very well-balanced football team.
And what I like about it is the fact that Colin Moore is healthy. The quarterback for Fort Loramie, the junior, is in good condition now, struggled with his with a few injuries, weeks 3 and 4. He's got Mark Sager, a wide receiver, and when Fort Loramie does need yards up top, gathering 2/3 of those yards through the air, Mark Sager of Fort Loramie, he's a difficult man
to
stop. Yeah, 1-on-1, you can't defend him.
No, you can't. And he is almost impossible to bring down. One person has trouble getting him on the ground.
Fort Loramie's efficiency on third down, 46%. Its opponent, 20. Fort Loramie has limited its foes to a grand total of less than 300 yards rushing the entire year over 8 weeks. Just do the math. 300 divided by 8. What is that, Chuck?
It's not 40.
No, it's
a little less than 40.
A little over 30 yards per game. That is all the opponent has been amassing per contest rushing the football this year against Fort Loramie. So the rubber meets the road tonight. It's a split-veer attack from fourth-year head coach Clint Bartlett here at Twin Valley South. Had a good chance to talk to Clint earlier in the week, and we'll hear the interview with him shortly. His dad, longtime 40-year high school coach in the state of Ohio,
jeez,
Steve Bartlett, who coached Clint at Dayton Carroll several years back. And Clint has on his staff Steve, his dad, here at Twin Valley South. How about that?
That's cool. It's like the Burbachers. But that is neat to have your dad with all that experience and knowledge to be able to bounce things off of him. You know, and this is a very young football team.
Yep.
So, you know, they can't be unhappy with the way the season's gone. It's kind of expected. But, boy, if they get in the weight room and they work hard and can come back next year, you know, this could be a pretty good football team.
Oh, yeah. Over 500 club next season for sure. Nine freshmen on head coach Bartlett's roster this year, 17 sophomores, 6 juniors, 12 seniors. So he's got 32 underclassmen coming back
right
for the 2020 high school football program at Twin Valley South.
Well, and that's tough when you look at it. You got 6 juniors. That just means that you had one class that truly didn't really contribute, and that's hard to deal with. You know, they got a lot of sophomores and freshmen, and that's good to bring them along. They just had one class that just didn't pull their weight.
Right. I spent an hour earlier this week with Fort Loramie second-year head coach Spencer Wells. We highlighted a variety of topics, including the versatility and fine play of Nick Brandewee, the return to top-flight health of quarterback Colin Moore, the creation of a new three-back set offense for the Redskins, which may go for 2 points after touchdowns tonight exclusively, and the fact that the early season win over Covington has made the final several games of the year for Fort Loramie extremely meaningful. That was more or less a make-or-break game. You really had to have that victory in order to make this a really productive finish to the season.
Yeah, you know, and credit to Covington. We knew, and I said going in, that they were going to be the most physical team that we play all season. And they come out and smack you, and they wanted that game. I know they've got a lot of seniors, and they expect to do a lot this year. And I think that they are going to make a solid playoff run. So, it was a heck of a game, maybe a little bit ugly for both offenses at times,
right.
But I'm telling you, you either have, if you really want to do something special, and I told the guys this, you either have players that step up in those moments or you don't.
Right.
You know, and when they get down to the 1 yard line at the end, you know, it's after a huge play, you're gonna find out real quick what type of team you've got. So either you're gonna have a team that mails it in, or you got a team that's gonna respond and dig in. And man, it was awesome to stop them 3 plays. Right there on our goal line was just a credit to our kids. So we learned a lot about the toughness of our team.
Yeah.
But then we told them, we said, okay, we got that part. You know, we're tough. We're going to fight to the end. We've got that aspect, which is critical. Now we've got to clean up our technique and overall execution. So that's been the real theme since the week 3 win over Covington. Practices have been really good. Last week was by far our best week of practice. Mm-hmm. And we stress to these guys again, we want to be building. The theme last week was build momentum. And we want to be playing our best football at the end of the season. And I think last week was our best execution because we had the best week of practice. And we got to get better this week, you know. So it's been fun. The guys are working hard. And we got a great, great group of seniors leading the way.
Hey, highlight the importance of what you describe as game shape.
Yeah.
And the pluses and minuses of 4 straight continuous clock mercy rule victories.
Yeah, you know, there's just nothing. You can run, guys, and we have a run day Monday, and you can ask our guys, we condition them pretty hard, you know, so for about 40-45 minutes on a Monday, we'll run them hard. It's a combination of endurance stuff, it's a combination of quick sprinting, and that's, I think that's important, you know, something we did when I was in high school at St. John's, but there's nothing like game shape. I mean, going up against, you know, another guy at a varsity level player that's going to push you, and you got to really respond with physicality for 4 quarters. I mean, that's hard, and so once you build that up, it's easy to lose if you maybe don't get enough quality reps in a game. So if we're not going to get those quality reps at times because of a running clock and subs get in the fourth quarter at the latter part of games, then we need to get them in practice. And so we stressed to our scout guys actually on Monday, our team meeting yesterday, and we said that you guys absolutely have to bring it in the scout. Playing scout offense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I told him, you know, that you can't have, if the scout offense doesn't execute five plays, for example, you know, we got everything charted on a card, but if maybe we don't execute five plays the right way, you know, what, a scout guy goes the wrong direction, runs the wrong route, and I told him those are five plays then, potentially, that they're going to have the advantage on because our defense didn't get a good look.
Right.
And you only have so much practice time, it's tough to go back and rerun those plays, and so there's got to be an urgency out of them to give our guys a good look and to play hard and so that they can get those reps. And I think our young guys, I'll throw a couple out. Carson Tennery really does a great job testing our defensive ends. We were talking about the importance of taking on a kickout block earlier, and he kicks them out tough. I mean, he isn't far off from being a varsity player. Mm-hmm. And so he gives them a really good look. Darren Eilerman, some of our young guys give them a really good look. And so that's been really big. And I think that's why, you know, we've been able to maintain our game shape throughout that.
Mm-hmm. Heading into the final 2 weeks of the regular season, offensively, you're working on a new three-back set.
Yeah, you know, I think we're very blessed to have some really good backs. And so we're going to put three of them back there with the quarterback just to give us some options with misdirection for two-point plays. You know, it's something that we'll start to work this week. And the nice thing is we can run all of our stuff out of that formation. It's not going to be a new offense. It's just a new formation set that I think gives us our athletes on the field at certain times that we'll be able to exploit with. So I'm excited to work that this week.
Hey, spotlight the performance of your defensive ends and the play of Nick Brandewey at tight end.
Yeah, Nick's our leading receiver right now, and you know, has really made some big plays for us in the past game. And now that tight end spot, a lot of times, you know, when teams want to play man-to-man against us, he's going up against a linebacker, and that's just a tough matchup for opposing teams. So he's been awesome. He just wants to play football too. You know, he just wants to get on the field and contribute. So he starts on defense. But on offense, we've moved him around. When I first got the job, he was a quarterback, and then we moved him to running back, and now it's tight end. And so he needs to know a lot of what's going on in our scheme because we want to get him the ball, and he's been a big play threat for us there. So, you know, that's been good. Getting Colin Moore back has been really good at the quarterback spot. I think he's played really well the last few weeks, and he's just going to get better and better. So our offensive line still hasn't allowed a sack this season. That's been probably something that I'm most proud of since I've gotten this job is the job that our offensive line coaches do with them, because they've allowed one sack in however many games it's been. So that's a credit to them, our pass protection, our quarterback getting the ball out, and hopefully we can continue to build on that.
Hey, you're jockeying for a spot among the top three in this region of D7. You can't afford a slip-up, so you need to continue to win. Then you assure home field advantage, and you'll take on whoever the opponent is in round one.
Yeah, we got a heck of a lot to play for. You know, there's nothing guaranteed. Twin Valley South, I got a lot of respect for their coach and the way that they play really hard. And, you know, we're going to have to be ready to go from the get-go on Friday. And then the following week, Tri-County North, you know, we go there. It's a unique environment, and we just need to take care of us. And that's been a message since week one. It's not about the opponent. It's about us. You know, let's just focus on executing really well during the week, playing clean football on Friday night. We've had a little bit of penalties going on that we've got to get cleaned up here, especially before we hit our playoff run. So that's all things that we need to improve in these next couple weeks.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, before tonight's game between the Redskins and Twin Valley South. You mentioned Colin Moore. He's as healthy as he's been all year long. Assess the injury situation. I know it's really improved for you.
Yeah, we had the injury bug this year pretty much from the get-go. And it's been nice that in recent weeks and even now, we've gotten most of our guys back. And you know, it's mostly just kind of football wear and tear at this point. You know, you got some guys with sore shoulders and knees and hamstrings, but that's all part of, you know, playing this game. So our trainer, Ryan Castle, does an outstanding job. You know, the different treatment options that we have here with our stem, with our game-ready machine, with our Theragun. You know, we have a variety of things that they can do in-house that Ryan does an outstanding job with. So he's extremely organized, and I think that that's helped us get healthy. The work that he does with those guys has made a major impact.
Head coach Spencer Wells of the Fort Laramie Redskins talking about the health of his team, which is much, much better than it was a month ago. Quarterback Colin Moore throwing at a 60% clip. He's averaging 6 yards per carry. Nate Meyer coming on strong, rushing the football at 11.5 per tote. Max Hoying at 7 per carry. Damon Mesher also at 7, and as noted, Nick Randowee and Mark Seger do the bulk of the receiving for Fort Laramie. Twin Valley South head coach is Clint Bartlett in year number 4. Names you'll be hearing for the Panthers tonight include very good backs in John Hamilton, Caden Kingsley, Mike Cruz, Mac Harper, just to name a few. Injury bug has hit Twin Valley South as well this season. A young man by the name of Peck, figured to be the starting quarterback, but he has been out. Logan Collins has moved from a wide receiver spot to the quarterback position. A very good tight end by the name of Sivering, unable to go for Twin Valley South. And also another fine performer by the name of Gearhart out in addition. So injuries late in the season can be problematic, especially when your roster's not really deep in the first place.
Already thin, and then you, especially if you lose skill players like a quarterback, that makes things even tougher. But it's just going to get the next man up. That's got to be your mantra.
Yep, exactly. As I mentioned several minutes ago, the head coach is Clint Bartlett at Twin Valley South, and wow, what a family tradition football has been. Clint played for Steve, his dad, at Dayton Carroll several years ago. That team almost won a state championship, believe it or not. Came darn near close, losing to Toledo Central Catholic in the finals, but just 3. But I enjoyed my visit earlier this week to Twin Valley South. Sat down and chatted with Coach Clint Bartlett about the Veer offense and the family tradition among the Bartletts.
You know, our family has always been around football. It's kind of a family tradition. My father was a head coach 40 years, very successful in his own right. Will actually be inducted into the Coaches Hall of Fame later this year. You know, and on top of that, I have a brother that's on staff here with me as well, my brother Nick. And then I have another brother that coaches at Centerville High School. Wow. Is a quarterback coach there at Centerville. So it's basically in our blood. You know, come around summer and August 1, it just starts getting a little antsy, and football season has begun.
And your dad was head coach at Dayton Carroll when you played for the Patriots.
Yes. I had the very, very fortune of playing under him and some great coaches on his staff. We had a lot of success. We were 4-time playoff appearances, had some good runs late, regional championships. But, you know, the things I remember most were just, you know, spending that time on the sideline and, you know, getting to play under him and learning a lot from him. And it's a great memory as a father-son that we're going to have for a long time.
Sure. From where did the Twin Valley South split Veer offense come? I can guess.
It comes right from what he taught and the successes that we had. Now, we've put a little bit of adaptation and changes into it as was needed with the evolution of this game. You know, this game is constantly changing, constantly evolving, and so we have to do that as well. But, you know, we're going to stick to our roots of our split veer of just ground and pound, you know, 4 yards in a cloud of dust, and, you know, just continue to try to run the football.
Hey, put into words your approach to coaching high school football. You've probably tweaked a little bit the way your dad did it, but in your words, what is Coach Clint Bartlett Twin Valley South High School football all about?
Well, the first thing we're about is trying to mold and create great young men.
Sure.
You know, develop them into becoming better fathers, husbands, you know, future leaders. And, you know, to us, that's the most important thing is what can we do to create better men? But, you know, on the football field, you know, our mentality is just, you know, outwork, outgrind, play tough, mental, you know, mistake-free football, you know. And we don't get caught up in a lot of the hoopla and, you know, the things like that that come with it. We just, you know, we play our game, we stay within ourselves, and, you know, try to do the best we can to make plays.
Clint Bartlett, head coach, Twin Valley South football, our guest before tonight's game between Twin Valley South and Fort Loramie. Highlight your skill players that we'll be talking about during play-by-play of tonight's game between you and the Redskins.
We have a number of great players that have been major contributors this year on our team. You know, obviously being a split-veer offense, our big boys up front clearing the ways. You know, we give a lot of love to our big guys. You know, and then on top of that, we got a couple of good running backs. Mikey Cruz, a junior this year, on pace for a 1,000-yard season. Just does a super, super job for us. We've had a couple other running backs that unfortunately have been injured. You know, and so they're struggling right now to get back. But on the scene the last 2 weeks, we've had a freshman come onto the scene by the name of Caden Kingsley, who has really opened a lot of eyes. You know, 4 touchdowns and 240 yards rushing in 2 weeks for a freshman. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, we do venture away from the traditional split veer a little bit. We throw a little bit more than traditional split veer teams. We got a number of receivers. Our top receiver, Levi Gearhart, right now, is battling some stuff, and you know, unfortunately will not be playing, but we got a number of other really good receivers. Titus Woodgeard, really fast. You know, Logan Collins can be right there to catch the ball. We have a young Wyatt Lakes receiver with a good set of hands, so you know, we're able to spread the football around to a lot of different skill guys. And you know, as young as we are, in the next couple of years these guys could really start making a name for themselves.
Oh yes, indeed. And it's a base 50 defense here at Twin Valley South.
Yeah, we play a traditional, you know, 50 defense. We slant a lot, you know, and our mentality with that has been, but don't break, you know, and we're going to continue to play hard, physical. We call it black shirt defense. You know, it's a mindset, it's a mentality, playing physical, playing tough, getting helmets to the football. You know, we'll knock you down, we'll help you up, and we're going to try to do it again on the next play.
Twin Valley South has had wins over Bradford and over Bethel. What did you learn about your club in those two victories and through the first 8 weeks? What are the points of emphasis preparing for Fort Loramie?
Well, you know, getting ready to play Fort Loramie, they're, you know, obviously they're the best team in our conference, and that can't be disputed by anybody. They are very, very good. They are very, very well coached, very sound fundamentally, but, you know, they're not flashy. They're not going to do anything over the top. You know, they run a handful of formations, a handful of running plays, a couple pass plays, and they're just going to execute. And so we have to make sure that we are executing as well and being fundamental. And the one thing I've learned about this team, you know, coming in, is we started out very, very young. You know, we only had two guys that had really real varsity experience before, on both sides, on either side of the football. And you know, now these guys are starting to get some game experience. They're starting to develop. You know, we've been in a couple of games that are really tight. You know, Dixie, our first game, we were right in there against Tri-County North. We were right in there till the end. Obviously, we were able to pull one out against Bethel. We were able to pull one out against, you know, Bradford. And so, you know, we're going to be there, and, you know, we're going to play hard, and we're going to compete.
It's a cliche, I know, but you need to get off to a good start in this game against the Redskins.
Oh, of course. You know, the one thing that Fort Loramie is very good at is making you pay for the mistakes that you make. And they do not make a lot. Like I said, they are very, very sound fundamentally. And, you know, if you can be a sound fundamental football team, you're going to be very, very successful. And so, you know, that's one thing we got to concentrate. We got to stay within ourselves, and we got to make sure that we're taking care of us. And if we do that, good things can happen.
Words of Clint Bartlett, head coach of Twin Valley South. The word we got early in the week was that Mason Peck, the regular quarterback, would not be at the helm, but Logan Collins, an often used receiver of the football, and a wing back and a defensive back, would be running the show at QB. That remains to be seen. Maybe it's a game time decision, not sure. But we will let you know the first time Twin Valley South goes on offense. The split veer. It's an offense you might be a little bit familiar with, Chuck. Fort Loramie's got to be on its toes defensively against the Twin Valley ground game.
Well, what you're going to see out of a split veer is you're going to see a whole lot of misdirection. They're going to fake the ball one way. They're going to pull a lineman, and they're going to try to do sucker you in to coming up field, and then trying to run behind you.
And if Twin Valley South does fall behind fairly early in this game, big advantage for Loramie for certain.
Oh, no doubt. But I mean, like Coach Bartlett said, though, they probably throw the ball a little bit more than most severe teams do.
And they have to. Titus Woodgear, as he noted several minutes ago, is an outstanding receiver, a 5'10" senior. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors making this presentation of Fort Loramie High School football possible tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie game sponsors here this evening include the following: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. In addition, thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We'll return with the opening kickoff. Starting lineups up next here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified technicians at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and builds a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temperature might be, and we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, kickoff to start the game from south to north. The kick near side of the field, bouncing along the numbers, and returned by Twin Valley South from the 14. And the return man reverses his field, goes wide from east to west, and is tracked down right around the 15-yard line. Excellent coverage by Noah Giozzi of Fort Loramie. And the Panthers begin at their own 15-yard line.
You very rarely see anything good happen when you reverse your field on a punt or a kickoff return. You're your best going north-south. Just get what you can.
That's a good point. We'll keep our eye on the quarterback situation, Chuck. I was alerted that it would probably be Logan Collins, number 7. And, you know, my eyes are not quite as good as yours. I'm looking all the way across the field.
Hey, it looked to me like number 13 at quarterback.
13. That's Wyatt Lakes, a 5'10" freshman, if that is indeed him. Running play, initial offering from scrimmage for Twin Valley South. It's Cruz blasting over left guard for 2 from the 15 to the 17-yard line. Fort Loramie's defense has given up ground against the rush very grudgingly all year long. Fort Loramie, I think it's about a yard and a half a carry. That's all Fort Loramie is giving up per rush by the opponents. Here's that split veer going to work, and the Redskins plug up what little hole there might have been. It's Cruz trying to crack outside right tackle. He's met solidly right at the 16-yard line. Third down and about 9 to go for Twin Valley South. Ethan Eilerman in there on the stop for the Redskins. The Panthers flash a receiver wide left. He split a good 15 yards to the near side of the field on 3rd and 9. Let's see if this is a passing situation. Quarterback drops and looks to the right side, throws to the first down chain, and it is just off target, no good. You're right, Chuck, that's Wyatt Lakes. It was indeed 13 at quarterback. You nailed it. And the pitch up the right side of the field missed the intended receiver, Woodgeard. Pretty good coverage by Fort Loramie, right at the first down marker, the 25-yard line, and Twin Valley South has got to punt it away. Cruz does the punting. Very good ball carrier from scrimmage. He's back inside his 5. The flags here at Fort Loramie High School are limp. No wind whatsoever. Kick return, Redskins from their 48. It's a good one, right back up the gut. Crisp blocking. There's a big cavity, and the return for Fort Loramie is good on the play for about 30 yards. Damon Mesher scooted. Didn't meet resistance, Chuck, till he was a good 20, 25 yards downfield.
Yeah, with the line drive punt, and he caught it on the run, so he had momentum going right when he caught the football.
And the line of scrimmage officially for Fort Loramie is the 25 of Twin Valley South. The ball was caught at about the Redskins' 46 or 47, so a 28, 29-yard return. Colin Moore, the quarterback for Fort Loramie. And he'll have as many as 3 backs in the offensive backfield right now. 2 are staggered, and Moore wants to throw in first down. It's a quick out into the flat, and it's right into the hands of a white jersey. The Panthers pick it off 6 yards downfield. Nice interception by Michael Cruz, who's done a little bit of everything so far for the Panthers.
Well, that was a self-defense interception because the ball was, he looked like the receiver. Moore could not have seen him because he threw it right to him.
Yep, Colin Moore goes up top on 1st and 10 for Fort Loramie and throws a strike directly to the opposition. And Twin Valley South's got the football back at the 20, so they've improved themselves 4 or 5 yards since their opening start of the game from the 15. Oftentimes, Chuck, that peripheral vision of the quarterback doesn't include a secondary person who's sliding into the picture late, and that's what happened there. Here's the quarterback, Lakes, looping a tall one down the right side of the field. He dishes an aerial to the far sideline on 1st and 10 from the 20 for Twin Valley South, and it's a bit overthrown between the 45 and 50-yard line. Second down and 10 for Twin Valley South. We think right now the QB is Wyatt Lakes, 5 foot 10 inch freshman for the Panthers. 9 freshmen, 17 sophomores on this varsity roster. We played 2 minutes, no score. Twin Valley South, second possession, and it's a wild snap. The quarterback, Lakes, retreats back inside to 10 to snarf up the football, and then he makes a mad dash forward, and he got back in the vicinity of the 20. A net of nothing, no gain. Third and 10, Twin Valley South, 20-yard line of the Panthers. It was Max Hoying of Fort Loramie who subdued Lakes.
Well, they got Collins in the game now. Number seven is now quarterbacking.
And that was the word I'd received earlier in the week about whom the quarterback could very well be. Logan Collins, 5'10", a sophomore, under center on third and 10 for the Panthers. Then he skips out to the right with it. I think he tucked it under his arm, kept it, rode his right guard ahead for a yard or two, and that's it. Punting situation for Twin Valley South. Offensive line for the Panthers featuring Wes Robinson over center, Dylan Howard, Riley Maggard, the guards, Ryan DeLong and Christian Lovelace, the tackles. But so far, they've not been able to push Fort Loramie's defensive unit off the ball very far. Snap back to Cruz at the 7 for the punt. And it's a directional kick away from Mesher, bouncing some more into Fort Loramie territory. Mesher belatedly scoops it up, and he's off and running. Down the near hash, zigzags his way inside the 40, inside the 35 of the Panthers, and then spilled at the 30-yard line. Two punt returns for Mesher, combining for well over 50 yards. Redskins set up shop again in good shape.
Deep.
Deep into Twin Valley territory. We've played a little over 3 minutes, no score, and you can bet Colin Moore won't throw a pick on first down here. I guarantee you Fort Loramie's running the football.
That would be my guess.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage, Moore in the spread as a back stagger to his left. And Colin gives it straight ahead to the ball carrier, who slides ahead for a few. Nate Meyer, who's been a workhorse in recent weeks for Fort Loramie, trudged for about 4 yards from the 30 to the 26 of Twin Valley South. DeLong in there on the tackle. Second down between 6 and 7 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie, which is in the home black, red numbers outlined in white. Twin Valley South, the white shirts, red headgear, red pants. Here's Colin Moore, a little look-in slant pattern, finds a receiver who's tucked in between the cornerback and safety about 12 yards downfield. It's hauled in by Mesher. Mesher catches and then romps away down the middle of the gridiron inside the 10 to about the 6. Mesher's been doing a lot of running here for Fort Loramie. Returning 2 kickoffs, a good run after catch there. And Fort Loramie's outside the 5-yard line of Twin Valley South. First and goal from that spot. Trips to the far left for Moore. It's a fade pattern, right corner. Jumping and catching is the receiver for Fort Loramie, who might have shoved off. Looked like offensive pass interference.
That's exactly what it's going to be. Two hands shoved him. He was wide open after he did it, though.
Not sure he really needed to do it initially. Balba Moore was thrown maybe a little short of the mark. Would have been a jump.
Quite honestly, that's kind of an instinctual thing to do, to just get yourself a lit. If he would have not extended his arms completely, but it was obvious. Fisher wasn't going to miss that one.
Right move there was just shield your body between the ball and defender if you can. But, boy, once you lay the hands on the defender in that position right out in the open space for a couple of men in stripes to see, you will get nabbed. So no touchdown for Fort Loramie. Ball moved back outside the, 25? No, outside the 25 at the 26. Here is Fort Loramie running. It's Colin Moore keeping. Oh, there's a gaping cavity over right guard. No one home for Twin Valley. Moore is not touched, and he barrels for 25 and a score. 21 officially, says Chuck McBee.
That was a very well-designed play, and I tell you what, it looked like the Red Sea opened there for him.
Offensive line, Evan Holscher, Hunter Ratterman, John Pangalinan, Adam Siegel, Griffin Meyer. I don't know if Drubin Ander or Nick Brandewee was in a tight end on that play, and one of the two was, and they just shoved Twin Valley South off the ball. Fort Loramie tries to kick the point after. The Redskins have auditioned three or four at that spot this year, and this left-footed kick is up and through. And we believe that that extra point try was converted. Was it Max Kottner, number 70, who kicked it?
No, I don't think so.
It was not? My mistake? I may have misspoke.
I'm not positive. It could have been.
I'm sorry, Mac Fortman, 7-0. That's who kicked it. Yeah, Mac Fortman kicked the extra point. How about that? And that could be a weapon for Fort Loramie. We'll need to fine-tune moving forward. Extra points have been difficult for Fort Loramie this season. But Max Fortman punched it through the upright. Successful PAT. And Fort Loramie leads 7-0 with 7:44 left to go here in the first quarter. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And the return by Twin Valley South from the 18 is a productive one out over the 30 to the 32-yard line. It was Titus Woodgeard who brought it back, first and 10 Panthers at that point. Again, we thank Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. And the in-between, that's the in-between great food south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It is out of this world. Plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And thanks as well, as previously noted, to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. And Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, which came on board last season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks as well to the folks at Eilerman. We'll highlight a couple of new underwriting sponsors this football season for you momentarily here on scoresbroadcast.com. Just over 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Twin Valley South nothing. Here's a quarterback keep roaming to the left. Is the signal caller for Twin Valley South, Collins, and he inches out 2 or 3 yards on the play. Previous line of scrimmage was the 32. Ball spotted at the 35. Second down and 7 for the Panthers, who come in 2-6. Coached by Clint Bartlett in year number 4. His father, Steve, longtime 40-year high school coach in the state of Ohio, was quite successful at Dayton Carroll. Was Father Steve Bartlett. Here's a running play between right tackle and guard. Fort Loramie slows it down as moving forward sluggishly on the play is Michael Cruz. He might have wedged out 2. 3rd and 5, Twin Valley South. We played half the first quarter, and the Redskins lead the Panthers 7-0. Thanks to Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. passing situation, three receivers flanked, two near side, one to the far for the quarterback, Collins. Short drop, he pitches, and a leaping stab is made a few yards beyond the line of scrimmage, maybe 2 or 3 feet short of a first down. Woodgeard climbed the ladder, Chuck, made a nifty catch. He paid the price. He was drilled in the back. Hank Ruhenkamp nailed him about a yard shy of the first down stake, and Twin Valley South will probably go for it. Line of scrimmage, the 41.5 of the Panthers. 5:50 left opening period. Collins brings his team up. Split veer look. Collins under center, two backs behind him. Man in motion out to the left. Looked like a Panther on the right side of the offensive front. Moved prematurely.
That might change the decision now. The big difference between fourth and a half a yard and fourth and 5.5 yards.
Yep. And on to punt. Cruz for Twin Valley South. Mesher has been a workhorse. Returning for Fort Loramie. He is back inside his 35 at the 34-yard line. Again, no wind tonight. Crisp, cool, cloudy evening. Chance of a sprinkle, but no rain of any consequence in the area. Mesher at the 29 has it. Darts back up the middle of the field. He goes right, then left. Went from the middle of the gridiron to the far hash, then to the numbers, and he danced across the 50, skipped to the 40. Twin Valley finally tracked him down at the 34-yard line. Mesher has compiled, Chuck, already about 130 yards in returns.
Yeah, they're going to have to, if they're going to continue to punt, they're going to have to just kick it out of bounds.
Right. 5:17 left to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie in business again. New line of scrimmage, the 32-yard line of Twin Valley South. Again, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his staff of highly qualified technicians. Go to the web at TomJerry's.com. Colin Moore, the deep drop on a post pattern. Middle of the field, a receiver on the loose. Got it, dead run. 6-yard line, Sager scoots into the end zone for 6 points. Sager was unmolested. Moore simply raised up behind the line of scrimmage and flipped a perfect strike to Sager, who dashed into the clear, split the corners and the safeties. No one home for Twin Valley South, and the Redskins are on the board. 13-0, second touchdown in the first 7 minutes of this game for Fort Loramie, as that aerial throw from Moore to Sager looked so easy, Chuck.
Oh, he did, and he just kind of flicked his wrist, and the ball floated out there, went about 25 yards in the air.
Here is the left-footed Fortman on for a second straight PAT, and I like it. Good style, excellent kick. He smacked it home. Two in a row for Fortman, and the Redskins lead it by a count of 14-0 over Twin Valley South. 5:10 left, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Now, Chuck, I like that combination. Hank Ruhenkamp on the hold, Mac Fortman on the extra point try. I know that head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie was flirting earlier this week with a new offensive formation, a three-back set, to attempt some PATs with and maybe run down inside the 10-yard line, but evidently, later in the week, after our conversation, stepping to the four, Fortman with two very good extra point kicks. And the Redskins lead this game 14-0 as Twin Valley South returns the kickoff out across the 30-yard line to the 32 or 33. And that's where the Panthers start, first down, 10 yards to go.
That was Woodgear, and that was a nice return that time. He's got some speed.
Yep, he's an outstanding athlete. He and Cruz have been featured so far for Twin Valley South, which has also used a couple different young men at quarterback in Logan Collins and Wyatt Lakes. 5 minutes left, opening stanza, 14-0 Fort Loramie leads. Offensive line is down for Twin Valley. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield, nothing doing as the runner is smeared. Kingsley is knocked to the ground at about the 33, lost maybe a yard, second down 11 for Twin Valley South. As we mentioned, the name of Noah Giozzi again for Fort Loramie.
He and Hoyne.
4.5 to go in the first quarter. Twin Valley South to the line of scrimmage, down but two touchdowns. Wide receiver flanked far right, Wood geared to the near side for the QB. And it's Collins handing off on the play to Michael Cruz, outside right tackle, and then he cuts it 90 degrees to the right, heading toward the Twin Valley sideline. And he's tripped up near the boundary, small advance, maybe a yard and a half or two on the pickup. Third down, and a good 8 to go for Twin Valley South.
Well, that he did a good job of not losing 3 that time, because he got hit in the backfield and shook the tackle off.
And Fort Loramie Redskins this year have been very stout against the run, amassing nearly 100 first downs themselves running it, giving up only a little over 20. Here's a third down pass play by the QB Collins. He pumps once, and then he's decked. He's submerged by two or three black jerseys. It's a sack. Fortman in on the top of the pile. He registers the QB sack, and the line of scrimmage is way back at the 31 or 2-yard line. Twin Valley, facing a fourth and better than 10, will have to boot it. Mesher again over at his own 35 for Fort Loramie. 3:13 left here in the first quarter. 14-0 Redskins. Low kick by Cruz. Middle of the field, though. Easily handled by Mesher. And look at him go. Not touched yet. Right down the middle. 50-45 of Twin Valley. Breaks a tackle at the 35. Reverses field. Comes near sideline. He's got an open lane and avenue to the 10, 5, and over.
Returning the punch for Fort Loramie, number
22. Damon Mesher for Fort Loramie, Chuck, brought it back better than 60. I think he ran about 160.
Well, I'll tell you, he got by that first line. That time they actually did have a gunner down the field, but he went by him like he was standing still and see ya. He has been the offense. I mean, they've got 21 points here. I'm counting the kick. But, he has been pretty impressive with his punt returns.
Yep, Mesher a big highlight. Noah Giozzi on defense. And on PATs, Fortman for Fort Loramie has successfully knocked home 2 in a row, looking for number 3 out of the Ruin Camp hold. An important weapon here for Fort Loramie, being produced late in the season. Boy, if you can generate 7 points every time you get a touchdown with a regular PAT try, which we have just witnessed again.
Lou Groza, right down the middle.
Fortman buries another one out of the Ruin Camp hold. 21-0, Fort Loramie leads Twin Valley South. Under 3 to play, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And thanks so much to Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Hoying and Hoying has been creating dreams for people since 1977, combining top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. And as the message notes, comprised of employees with that team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. And both clubs out here on the gridiron tonight at Fort Loramie displaying team spirit. Fort Loramie's had the better of it, generating three touchdowns already. Twin Valley recovers its own fumble here on first and 10 from the 30-yard line, new line of scrimmage, back at the 26. Just over 2 minutes to play in the opening period. Twin Valley South to the line of scrimmage. Receiver flanked 15 yards wide left. Collins has shared the quarterback duties with Lakes, Logan Collins and Wyatt Lakes. And I think the QB wants to throw, but boy, what pocket there is, Chuck, caves in immediately. And Fort Loramie registers another quarterback sack. It's Jared Poppelman in there on the stop, back inside the 25-yard line.
They don't have time to throw those long-developing pass patterns. They need to throw something quick.
So Twin Valley South has gone from first and 10 to third and 17. Again, a receiver flanked far left, one to the short side of the field on the right. Minute 20 left in the opening period. Man in motion out to the right. Quarterback Collins does just what Chuck suggested, a quick lateral throw to the right sideline, but Fort Loramie suffocates Cruz, immediately. He is smothered right now. Fort Loramie all over it, sniffed it out immediately, and the play generates nothing, no gain, fourth down, Twin Valley South. Cruz in punt formation at his 10. Mesher is at the 50 for Fort Loramie. Sooner or later, Chuck, he is going to take it to the house again. He is so dangerous. Ball bounds at the 46, rolls all the way to the 34. Mesher up the middle. There's a wedge. He's in behind it. Makes one man miss. Near hash to the numbers. Then reverses his field at the 35. 30. Twin Valley runs him down. Finally inside the 15 at the 13.
I'm going to hearken back to years ago in 2006 when Brandon Sane played for Piqua, and I was watching the Greenville game, and they punted the first team three times. They punted the football. Sane ran it back for touchdowns. We're all sitting there going, take a knee. At least make them run a play. Mesher is just, I mean, this has got to be getting close to punt return heaven for him.
Yeah, if you don't kick it out of bounds, Mesher is eventually going to find the football on the turf. And with his wheels, he's going to speed right around you. On first and 10, the quarterback, Colin Moore, goes up top. It's a down-and-out pattern near the goal line, and it is a reception made for a touchdown. But Damon Mesher, who's doing it all tonight. Mesher floated down the right side of the field from his slot to the right of the formation. He was uncovered, and Colin Moore dropped it on a dime over Mesher's shoulder right in the breadbasket. It was a perfect pitch and catch, and Fort Loramie's out to a 27-0 lead. PAT try by Fortman. This one a bit low, blocked. It's missed. That one just didn't get off the ground very far, and a Twin Valley South lineman up front on the interior got a hand up and spiked it. But to Fortman, after three in a row, has had a good night, does miss one, 3 of 4 on PATs for Fortman. And very late in the first quarter, seconds remaining, Fort Loramie leads Twin Valley South 27-zip on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Now, Fort Loramie continues to pile up the return yards in the person of Damon Mesher. Redskins have 27 points. You would think that Fort Loramie might have as many as 200 yards in the on the ground or through the air to this point, but offensively,
88.
Fairly limited. Just 88, as Chuck points out. But the return yards...
One first down.
That's uncanny. Very rarely would you see a football game at any level with a team registering 27 points thanks to just one first down.
Well, they got to be close to 200 yards in return yardage on punts.
Right. Max Hoing for Fort Loramie on the tackle of Cruz on the kickoff return. Twin Valley South starts first and 10 from its own 31-yard line with 11 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Again, thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Last play of the first quarter for Twin Valley South is a run by Caden Kingsley. No gain on the play. And the first period is closed out here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. We start the second quarter of play. Twin Valley South Panthers possession at their own 31, trailing Fort Loramie 27-0. Here is the quarterback, Collins. A three-step drop and then a slant, a look-in pattern. Nice catch on the run out at the 42-yard line by Wright. Wright catches, excellent run after catch as he zips down the middle of the field over the FL logo in the middle, across the 50, all the way to the Fort Loramie 44-yard line. Hey, I like that forward pass, Chuck.
Yeah, it was just a slant, and he hit him in stride, 29 yards, first down.
Collins to Wright, Tyler Wright, 6'1", 170-pound junior, on the reception. Misdirection, offensive backfield, split veer look, Twin Valley South, it's Kingsley, and he snowed under back at the 46, a minus one or two on the play. Credit the tackler, Connor Ratterman, for Fort Loramie. Second down and about 11, closer to 12 for Twin Valley South from the Redskins 46.
Well, that's 13 rushing attempts for minus 6 yards, so they are having absolutely no success running the football.
I think the pass play that was completed two plays ago is something we'll likely see again.
Why not? I mean, I'm not sure. I wouldn't put him back in shotgun and just let him throw the ball all over the field.
Exactly. Twin Valley South timeout. 11 to go in the second quarter. Redskins up 27-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. As Twin Valley South goes up top, as we launch action here in the second quarter of play, and it's a long, long bomb intercepted by Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie down inside the 20-yard line. Collins really heaved one. That one traveled a good 35 in the air or more, missed its mark, though. And Nate Meyer, a very versatile football player for Fort Loramie, running back on offense, defensive back on defense, snared it, made the intercept. First and 10 Redskins at their own 16.
Yeah, it was like he was playing center field. He just waited for the ball to come to him.
Here comes Fort Loramie back to the line of scrimmage. Colin Moore, a little half roll to the left. Then he throws back to the right, over the middle, Sager. Oh, a good defensive play by Twin Valley South at the 42-yard line. Looked like it was Titus Woodgear, number 4, and that was a special play because Sager had a half step on him, and Woodgear reached the hands up and fought the ball right away from Mark.
He got a hand in there. If he hadn't, I think it would have been a touchdown.
Uh-huh. Well-thrown ball. Even better defensive play by the Twin Valley South defensive back. 10:48 to go here in the second quarter. 27-0 Fort Loramie. Colin Moore in the spread formation. On the handoff, Max Hoying barges left tackle. He's got a sliver of an opening, and he cracks through it, stays on his feet, and churns those legs to the 24-25 over it. And he got 10, and it's a first down Redskins. In fact, forward progress all the way to the 27. Check out that fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Moore at quarterback for Fort Loramie. Uh-oh, the ball pops up in the air. That snap never got to Colin Moore, I don't believe, Chuck. Fort Loramie luckily recovers back at the 19. It's Nick Brandewey who plops on it. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Colin Moore sends a man in motion and gives it to him. It's a jet sweep to the right. Good running play. Fine blocking out in front. And Twin Valley South finally subdues the Fort Loramie ball carrier, who reeled off about 8 or 9 yards up and over the 35 to the 36. Did we hear the name Sam Barhorse by the public address?
That's what I heard.
Yep.
Got almost all of the 18 yards back.
Yeah, my mistake. That was not a 9-yard gain. It was about a 17 or 18-yard gain, just shy of the first down. third and a couple of feet. Colin Moore, play action, keeps. He's a good runner himself. He stutter steps out of the left flat, makes one man miss, then lurches forward up and over the 40 to the 43 of the Redskins for a first down. 8:46 to go here in the first half of this game. Fort Loramie 27, Twin Valley South nothing. This Michael Cruz for the Panthers was in on the last tackle. He's everywhere, isn't he, Chuck?
He's not a very big kid, but boy, he's a hard-nosed kid.
Uh-huh. Colin Moore's got the snap. Fakes the inside handoff. A little pitch out in the left flat to Brandewey, who's got it. Look at him go. He's on the numbers, near sideline. Makes a man miss another. Cuts it back at the 25. He's on the loose, headed toward the end zone. It's a touchdown.
My goodness.
Colin Moore made the little short pass. It wasn't in the air, Chuck, more than 4 or 5 yards in the flat to Brandewey, and he was not covered, not accounted for, but Twin Valley South, and away he went. Met resistance a good 20 yards downfield, juked a couple Panthers, made a couple more miss, cut it sharply toward the middle of the gridiron, and danced all the way to the end zone. 33-0, Fort Loramie. Mac Fortman on to try the PAT. He's looking for 4 out of 5 on this one. And it's a low kick by Fortman. Not artistic, but it's above the upright, inside the right post. It's good.
Yep, barely.
Not a lot of style points,
nope.
But nonetheless, it counts for a point.
Well, he's probably getting tired. He's kicking off. He's kicking extra points.
34-0, Fort Loramie, just over 8 to play in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And don't forget now, the Jewelry Barn has a special pair of dates coming up. Friday, November 1st, Saturday, November 2nd. On Friday from 9 to 6, on Saturday from 9 to 3, 25% off on select items at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Don't miss it. And also, beginning with the first day of December, 15 to 50% off on certain items at the Jewelry Barn. Opened Monday and Tuesday, 9 to 6, closed Wednesday, Thursday, 11 to 8. Friday 9 to 6, Saturday 9 to 1, the Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Take advantage of those dates upcoming, November 1st and 2nd. Special pricing at the Jewelry Barn.
Damn it.
Kickoff return by Twin Valley South to the 30, 1st and 10 for the Panthers. From that spot, it's Cruz, who's been a workhorse. He dives for one from the 30 to the 31. Second down and 9 for Twin Valley South with just over 7 to play here in the first half. Here at the halftime of our game tonight, we'll talk with John Rogers, head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, whose Redskins play in the district championship tomorrow at 3 against Cincinnati Country Day. And we'll also play back for you the conversation we had on September 20th at the half of the Fort Loramie-Covington game with boys basketball coach Corey Britton. So those two conversations coming up at intermission here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a sweep to the left out of the veer by Twin Valley South, and it's tracked down by Fort Loramie for a loss of 3 back inside the 30 at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, no matter what they're trying to do offensively, running the football is not working.
Fort Loramie Redskins have been extremely firm against the run all year long. As we noted once or twice earlier, nearly 100 rushing first downs for Fort Loramie, which has given up only about 20 first downs via the rush. Here's the quarterback, Collins, wants to throw, and he manages to slide out of the first trouble and then skips to the left, and Fort Loramie's all over him eventually, far side of the field. It's behind the line of scrimmage, another sack back at the 25-and-a-half-yard line. Connor Ratterman was in pursuit of the Twin Valley quarterback, and the Panthers face a 4th-and-14. Punting unit is on with 5:45 to go in the first half of this game, and Fort Loramie leading 34-0. No mercy rule, continuous clock until the second half, of course. Fort Loramie is up better than 30 points, so it would be in effect should this score remain. Very high short punt to Twin Valley. Damon Mesher catches at the Panthers 49. Look at him go. Numbers near side. Makes a man miss. Extricates himself out of trouble. And he fleet of foot. Goes all the way toward the end zone and is in for another touchdown for the Redskins. It's been a one-man offensive show for Fort Loramie, not from scrimmage, but via the punt return. Damon Mesher has made life miserable for the Twin Valley South punt coverage team. And Mesher to the end zone. He took it to the house from 49 out. What is that, his second punt return for a TD?
60 and 55 yards, and he's got at least another 150 on the other returns.
Extra point try, Fort Loramie, which leads 40-0. And we've got a flag on this boot, which is good. If it's against Twin Valley South, Fort Loramie will decline.
Yeah, it's a substitution fraction. They're going to decline it.
Yep, that is the situation. Over 5 to play, second quarter, 40-0. Fort Loramie over Twin Valley on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Redskins putting a whipping on Twin Valley South. It is 41-0 with 5:15 left to go here in the second quarter. I knew Fort Loramie would roll up points tonight, Chuck. I didn't necessarily think 41 before halftime, and I certainly didn't think Damon Mesher would be virtually the entire offense, not from scrimmage, but via returns.
Yeah, he's just been absolutely amazing. They need one more point to catch Anna against Coldwater last week, though.
Right. Kickoff at Fort Loramie down outside the 25-yard line of Twin Valley South, which covers it up right there. First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 26.
That's something you don't see very often, the quarterback returning a kick.
Yeah, that was Logan.
He got pounded.
You're right. It was Logan Collins who covered up the football. Forward progress actually out at the 28. Again, this is a Twin Valley team which is young, 9 freshmen, 17 softs on this varsity roster. And the 3 key players have been down and out with injury, as I highlighted in the pregame. Mason Peck, who figured to be the quarterback most all year long, out. Very good tight end on this club by the name of Lucas Sivering. He, too, is injured, as is Levi Gearhart, a good wide receiver, defensive end. And when 3 very key performers, a couple of whom go 2 ways for you, go down on a roster that's small to begin with, you're hampered. You're hampered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't afford to lose athletes, that's for sure.
Yep.
Got a few scores, some of them kind of surprising. Anna Parkway 7-7 in the second quarter. Minster leads Versailles 21-0, and 14-7 now. I just got that. Anna leads in the second quarter.
Okay.
And Xenia leads Troy 14-3.
Caden Kingsley on the rush from scrimmage for the Panthers. He picks up a couple from the 27 or 8-yard line out to the 30. Third down for Twin Valley South, and a little less than 8 to go for a first down. Just over 3 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. It's been the Damon Mesher track meet so far in this game. He has turned a high school football game into a track meet. That's
well,
what
I'll tell you, even if you take a knee, at least they got to run a couple of plays to score.
Right. Uh-oh, here's a pick. It's thrown by Collins right into the hands of guess who? Damon Mesher at the 38 for Fort Loramie. And look at him go. He makes a beeline down the right side of the field. He's got a blocker in front, no white shirts from Twin Valley. And Mesher, having a field day tonight, zips for a touchdown on the interception return as he takes it back about 38 yards for the score.
Everybody else just have a seat on the bench. Damon will take over now.
And the Twin Valley South Panthers tonight, Chuck, will be dreaming about Damon Mesher of Fort Loramie.
They'll see number 22 in their sleep.
Right, 2-2 all night long. 47 to nothing Redskins, a defensive score. 2:47 to go here in the second quarter. Fortman on to try the kick. It's up. It's away. That one is well done. That could have been a 35, 40-yard field goal. It soared above the uprights right down Main Street center cut. Under 3 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie, 48, Twin Valley South. Nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, standing for, easy for me to say, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Kickoff return by Twin Valley South from the 19, back out across the 30 to the 33. That's where the Panthers start. First down, 10 yards to go.
Joel Kaiser down the field that time, making the play for Loramie.
Redskins coverage teams on kickoffs have been superb tonight. Twin Valley South, a very poor field position all night long. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Again, John Rogers, Fort Loramie volleyball coach, live here at halftime in the press box with us. His volleyball squad in action tomorrow at 3 at Troy in a district championship against Cincinnati Country Day. And then we'll also have for you at intermission 9 or 10 minutes of dialogue with boys basketball coach Corey Britton, interview that we conducted during the half of the Fort Loramie Covington game back on September 20th. Running play for Twin Valley South, producing about a yard and a half from the 33 and a half to the 35. Second down and a little more than 8 to go for a first down. Minute 20 remaining here in the second quarter. Here's Collins faking the inside handoff. Fort Loramie didn't bite on the fake because three black jerseys are in pursuit, harassing him. It's a loss behind the line. A marker down, Chuck?
Yeah, we got one in the middle of the field.
Drew Bonanzer with good pursuit. Boy, he showed some fine legs in running down the quarterback from behind on that play. We've got a face mask call against Fort Loramie. Major penalty. Twin Valley South will get a first down as a result. 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Clock continues to run. Didn't think the continuous clock was in play till the third quarter.
It might as well be.
new line of scrimmage is going to be the 33 of Twin Valley South. Final 25 seconds of quarter number two. Again, so many thanks to Tom Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Twin Valley South with its final play, second quarter. It goes on the play to Michael Cruz. He meets a stone wall. He plows forward for one. That's it. And the first half comes to a close with Fort Loramie leading 48-0. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney for high-quality furniture priced right. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We are priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. Goffney can also find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in, try it out. You will feel the results. Visit our showroom and hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, west of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Local Equipment, a fine underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, a founding sponsor, by the way, manufacturing quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders, and more. The present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982, and locally, Local Equipment is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, you've compiled a few numbers. It's been all Fort Loramie so far, leading 48-0 after two quarters of play. Wilson Health brings you the halftime report.
Well, you need to go to the top line. 60-yard punt return for a touchdown by Mesher. 55-yard punt return for a touchdown by Mesher. 38-yard interception return by Mesher for a touchdown. There's 21 of your points. They ran the ball six times for 51 yards. 4 of 6 throwing it for 115. 166 total yards. 3 first downs. Had 2 penalties for 30 yards. And turned the ball over on their very first offensive play through an interception. Other than that, absolutely no mistakes offensively.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. Despite a first play intercepted pass thrown by Fort Loramie, Redskins have piled up 48 points. It's been the Mesher track meet.
It has been, and then you go to the other side, it's ugly. It's 20 rushes for negative 10 yards. They 3 for 6 throwing the ball for 34. They have 24 total yards, a first down, 1 penalty for 5 yards, and they turned the ball over on the interception by Mesher for the touchdown. It's been as ugly as we kind of thought it might be.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon
surgeon, Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins lead Twin Valley South 48-0 here at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, many savory sandwiches, and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arnes in his second year creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. That's the online address for Brookins, brookinspub.com. Up tomorrow afternoon at 3 at Troy, the Fort Loramie volleyball team takes on Cincinnati Country Day in a district championship. I'm joined by volleyball head coach John Rogers. A real privilege to have you here at the half of football on this Friday night before your volleyball match tomorrow. Normally, what would you be doing the night before a volleyball match?
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate being on and getting a chance to talk about my girls.
Sure.
Just relaxing, you know. I mean, that's kind of what this time of the year is. You know, it's a little longer stretch between games than we've done in the regular season, so we get a chance to rest up a little bit and keep ourselves sharp.
We just heard a Wilson Health Sports Medicine commercial that talked about Marissa Myring. Again, easy for me to say. I'm tongue-tied tonight. Marissa Myring, one of your fine, outstanding seniors. You have four, Taylor Ratterman, Macy Imwally, Alyssa Rassman, along with Marissa. What a quartet. Great way to start your season with those four seniors leading the way, and they've done just that.
Oh, absolutely. It goes beyond numbers and skill on the court. It's the leadership they've provided to this team has just been, you can't measure it. I mean, they've just been fantastic, you know, holding everybody accountable, holding themselves accountable, you know, understanding that there's adversity and working through that adversity constantly has just made them, they put us in the position we're in right now.
And the position you are in, district championship again, that's on the line tomorrow. Then it would be off to the regional next Thursday at Clayton Northmont. Interestingly enough, this year, the regional in Southwest Ohio has no way of including a MAC school. They all stayed at home. In fact, there were two district winners by MAC teams last night, one at Kaleida, one at Bluffton. St. Henry won up at Bluffton, beat Fort Recovery in 5.
Yeah, sound like a battle.
Yeah, New Bremen topped Marion Local in 4.
I'm sure that was a battle, too.
At Kaleida, and those two collide, St. Henry,
yes,
New Bremen, next Thursday.
Yes, they do.
At Elida.
Number one and number two in the state, in the regionals.
And your two losses this year, your only two were to which schools?
New Bremen and St. Henry, and early on, you know, we battled with both of them, and, you know, we've gotten a lot better since then, and I'll be anxious if we get another crack at one of them down the road to see how we match up.
Mm-hmm. And if you should win tomorrow against Cincinnati Country Day, you'll play at 6 next Thursday at Clayton Northmont mm-hmm. in a regional semifinal against either Plain City Christian or Lancaster Fairfield Christian. They are playing tomorrow at Worthington Christian.
Yes. We had some people over watching them and got some good eyes on them and, you know, got a little bit of a game plan together, but we're not looking past tomorrow.
No.
So we are completely focused on tomorrow. The girls had a great practice tonight, and we'll get a good warm-up tomorrow down there, and we'll be off to them at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I've got a couple of great John Rogers quotes from back in the 2014 state championship season. When you said, falling behind is not a big problem for us, our players know they just need to relax and make the next play and earn the next point. And often in volleyball, that changes momentum right there on the spot.
That hasn't changed. That sort of attitude hasn't changed. It's something we stress with our girls, you know, handling stresses and handling adversity. And whether it's a volleyball game or whether it's something in life is just part of it. And we work a lot on handling that. We talk about just breathing, take a breath. Focus on the next play. What do you have to do next? And it's something we've done a really good job of this year. Even in tough matches, we've done a good job. We've won some close games in our league just by calming down a little bit and putting together a few points when we need to break the other team's momentum.
Hey, speaking of your league, at Fairlawn, only two wins all season long, a giant killer in the tournament, showing that you can't look past anybody.
Oh, we shared that with the girls, and we took it as a lesson that you cannot underestimate anyone at any time, because generally when you're a higher seed, the other team's got nothing to lose, and they're going to come after you with everything they got.
Mm-hmm. John Rogers, head coach of volleyball at Fort Loramie, whose club plays in the district championship tomorrow at 3 at Troy versus Cincinnati Country Day. Another John Rogers quote from that 2014 state championship season. You referenced that one of those state tournament matches that year included perhaps the best game you'd played all season. We weren't saving it. We were continuing all year to build toward it.
Yeah. And that's very true. I mean, we are still, I don't think we've peaked yet with this team, with this group that we have right now. And they know that as well. They're very honest about where they're at, and we talk weekly about what do we need to do? What do we got to keep pushing? Where's our weaknesses? And I think they agree with me 100%. We haven't peaked yet. And again, it's just a matter of, you know, it's going to come. When it comes all together at once, you know, we're going to be pretty excited about that match.
Well, good luck against Cincinnati Country Day, and hopefully that's one of five consecutive wins for you to close out the 2019 season.
I'll be looking forward to talking to you on the floor down there, Jack.
Oh, boy. Yep, it's so from Troy, it would be off to
Northmont
for the regional, and then hopefully down to Wright State for the state
I
final.
I have a very fond memory of standing there talking to you on the floor with my boy in one arm and the trophy in the other. So I'm hoping to make another one of those memories.
John Rogers, Fort Loramie, so fortunate to have you.
Thank you. This
is an amazing community. Glad you're a part of the coaching staff at Fort Loramie and another successful campaign in volleyball.
Thank you. I appreciate it tonight.
Yep, thank you. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, bringing you our halftime report, which has included John Rogers, volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, whose club takes on Cincinnati Country Day tomorrow in the district. Wilson Health Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes at Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Redskins lead Twin Valley South 48-0 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temperature is, and we take pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at tomjerrys.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Well, Chuck, you heard the conversation with John Rogers. He's got his lady troops all ready for volleyball tomorrow.
Well, he has it exactly right. They can't look ahead. They know what's coming down the road. They got a real shot of seeing one of the two teams that beat them during the regular season, but they cannot look at that until they get to that point. Then they can concentrate all they want on them.
Very, very well said. About 10 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter, Redskins up 48-0. Well, back on September 20th, when Fort Loramie hosted Covington, we talked to Fort Loramie boys basketball coach Corey Britton at halftime. His Redskins won 19 games last year and took their third straight district championship, you may remember. Well, on paper, Corey's team could start the basketball season the last weekend of November, depending, of course, on how deep into the playoffs the football team advances. Corey Britton was with us back on September 20th, and here's a large segment of that conversation.
It's hard to believe. We're right around the corner. We've had lifting for a couple weeks now. Our kids that don't play a fall sport are in the weight room working hard, and it's encouraging. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's look back at your career before Fort Loramie. You're a graduate of University of Findlay, Hopewell Loudoun High School, coached the boys program at Reedsville Eastern for 2 years and the girls program at Riverside for one, trying to rebuild both programs from the very ground level up. What did you learn in those early days of coaching that have benefited you so much here at Fort Loramie? You've done an outstanding job guiding the Redskins boys program.
Well, I think you just take bits and pieces of what you learned when I was in college, and I had the great opportunity of working under Coach Ernst and Coach Niekamp at the University of Findlay, and that program is one of the best in Division II, so you take tidbits there and you go try to do things on your own, and your staff down at Reedsville has ideas, and you sort of come up with your philosophy and you just keep building on it. And to be honest, I've probably changed my philosophy more when I got to Loramie, because I had some great people on our staff that you know wanted to do things a little bit differently, and it's worked out wonderful for our program. And you know, you take bits and pieces and you just try to form your own philosophy from it, and a lot of people go to credit to that. You have great people around you, good things will happen.
Yeah, coaching is all about teaching players and guiding them, but on the bench, it's about sharing ideas and, you know, making mental notes, what works, what doesn't, certain characteristics of players, taking advantage of strengths. Your offense may be different from 1 year to the next, depending on personnel you've got.
Oh, I mean, I think you have to do that, and especially at the Division IV level where your size comes and goes, and your athleticism sometimes comes and goes. So, yeah, you have to be able to adapt, and having those ideas and having strong-minded coaches that aren't afraid to put an opinion out are important for our program. And we've been really blessed to have a lot of great help, especially with my staff over the years.
Now, at the Division IV level in high school basketball, you'll be putting players on the court that participate not only in basketball but other sports too, including maybe football. Who are you watching out here on the gridiron tonight who you'll have on the basketball court in another month and a half or so?
Yeah, well, we'll start with our two seniors. Nick Brandewey, number four, he plays both ways. I don't know if he comes off the field very much. He kicks.
Yep, yep.
Plays offense and defense. And then we got another senior, Evan Holscher, is offensive lineman. And then we got a couple juniors out there, Nate Meyer. We got a sophomore, Damon Mesher. And then, to be honest, that's it. We're pretty blessed this year. We only got about three or four now. We got a bunch of younger kids. Most of our freshmen and sophomores play football. So, getting those guys back. But yeah, I mean, they're going to play hopefully 14, 15 weeks again like they did last year. And hopefully we'll only get to practice five or six times and roll the balls out and go play.
So when a football player gets up off the ground and limps around a little bit, you're really only concerned about four or five numbers, because you don't have that many playing basketball for you this
year. I mean, we've been really blessed over the last couple of years. I think we've only really had one major one in my 6 years. So we've been really blessed, knock on wood.
Right.
Hopefully we can keep that streak
going. I've often wondered how tough it is in the basketball coach who must cringe watching play after play on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the sideline running the play clock every night, so I see a hit, and I just sort of brace myself and get up. So, yeah, we got some tough kids, and hopefully it'll all work out again.
Hey, tell us about the Young family. How's it coming along?
You know, it's we have a 15-month-year-old in a little Emory right now, and we just announced this week we're expecting number two in April. So we're really excited. I tell you what, I got the best wife in the world. She's the best coach's wife. I'm fall AD, and we do basketball stuff all year long. So she spends a lot of nights being a single mom, and now she's going to be a single mom of two here in another year. So hopefully she knew what she got into, but I love her to death, and I wouldn't imagine building a family with anybody else.
And I bet she is tuned in tonight listening to us. She's probably spread the word for who knows how many hundreds of others who are also joining our webcast in hearing your halftime interview.
Yeah, I mean, we live right on the other side of the football stadium, so I'm sure she's at home with the little one in the crib and listening away, so I'm sure she's got a smile on her face right now.
Corey Britton, boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, our guest. Let's look back at last year's campaign, look ahead to this year's season, reflecting on 18-19, and what do you expect in 19-20?
I thought last year was a great year for us. We won 19 games, won our third straight district championship, and going into the year, I don't think anybody had any kind of expectations for us. I mean, we lost about 85% of our scoring from last year, but I knew we had tough seniors. We had kids that just were winners. They were state champions in baseball. They made the playoffs in football every year. And our seniors, I tell you what, they put us on their back and strapped it up, and they made sure that we weren't going to go out early. I mean, we started, I think, 1-3 last year, and not making any excuses, but a lot of that is we practiced seven times, and we jumped right into the schedule, and by the time we got our legs, I think we won 7 or 8 and 9 in a row, and just like that, we were in Piqua. So the year went by really fast last year. So, but we had really good senior class, and I'm really going to miss them. I mean, you talk about a group that just said, hey, I need you to run through a brick wall, and they ran through a brick wall. And, you know, we're in the regional game against Jackson Center, and we're one possession away from, we're one loose ball away. I mean, still never forget, there was a loose ball at half court. We're down one, and the Platfoot kid picks it up, and our kid just went through his legs, and he makes two free throws, and we lose by 5. So, I mean, but we're right there with a chance to win it. So, looking forward to this year. We're going to be young again. We have two seniors, but we bring back 5 or 6 kids that played a bunch of minutes last year as sophomores. So, I think we have 5 returning letter winners, and we're excited. I think we're going to be really athletic. But with that being said, I think our league is going to be about as good as it's ever been. We all 7 teams going to have a chance to beat anybody any night. I mean, Botkins really played well last year. Fairlawn came on at the end. Obviously, Rushi, Jackson Center, and Anna are all bell cows at the top of the league. So it's going to be a heavyweight fight every night, and wouldn't expect it any other way in the conference we play.
Yes, it's going to be more compressed. The bottom of the league is stronger. At top of the league, it may be every bit as good as it's been in recent years. But, yeah, as you said, I think on any given night, any team can knock off any other. You drop your guard, you'll get thumped in the Shelby County League.
Oh, without a doubt. I think our league is going to be one of the best small school basketball leagues in the state this year.
Hey, your schedule, it's rugged. There's a stretch in December where you play, one team after another that'll be ranked in the top 10 in the state.
Yeah, I know we go 1 week where we play a regional runner-up, a Final Four team, and the state runner-up, and another regional final team in 2 weeks. So, but you know, that's what we want our schedule to be. You know, we want to play the best, and hopefully that builds for our tournament. And this year we got the great opportunity to be invited to the Steve Moore Cancer Classic out in Worcester, and the Holiday Classic at the University of Worcester. And we're going to play Berlin Highland, who just happened to be the Division IV state runners-up last year. So Our kids will be excited to play. It's a different type of game. Travel 3 hours away, and our schedule does nothing but good things for us.
Right.
It's going to be make us battle tested, and hopefully when it comes time to go to Piqua, that schedule pays dividends.
The season opens Friday, November 29th, home with Fairlawn. Saturday, November 30th, home with New Knoxville. Should the Fort Loramie football team win 1, 2, 3, 4 games in the postseason, who knows, that game on November 30th.
The first playoff game's not this year, not until November 8th.
Right,
so they win
right.
Two games, and that'll be making it very difficult.
Yeah,
so
sure will.
Hopefully it happens. Hopefully they make another run to the Final Four, and we get an opportunity to push games back.
And that tough stretch you talked about begins Saturday, December 14th, New Bremen home. Then you've got at Jackson Center, at St. Henry, Berlin Highland and Worcester, home with Anna, Botkins and Fairlawn on the road, before returning home with Minster. That's a rugged schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be tough, but you know what? That's what high school sports are all about. You want to play good competitive games against good programs and good coaching, and it'll make nothing but memories.
Yep. Shelby County League, Midwest Athletic Conference, the club's always tournament prepared in virtually every sport because of the very stringent schedule they play in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, all our county teams are going to play the MAC, and the MAC teams are going to play the county teams.
Yep.
You know what? I think I want to say the last two years, it's been MAC Shelby County League for the right to Final Four in Division Four in our Southwest Ohio. So, you know,
yep.
Hopefully both conferences can put two teams in that situation again this year.
Words of Corey Britton, boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, talking about the upcoming campaign and reflecting back on last year. This is scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We have just launched action here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 48 and Twin Valley South nothing. Redskins have returned the kickoff to start the third quarter out to the 45 to the 50-yard line. First and 10 Redskins from right at midfield. We have a continuous clock in play. Because Fort Loramie's got a lead of 30 to nothing or better. In fact, it's 48-0. Running play, Fort Loramie. And it's a nice crack between center and guard. And churning up the middle is Sherman for Fort Loramie. He's got about 9 on the play.
We're going to see nothing but subs now for the second half, which is what they need to. Fort Loramie got the lead. They did what they had to do in the first half. Everybody got their reps. Now they're going to make sure everybody's healthy.
Opening half minute, third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie came into the contest ranked 3rd in the state in the last Division 7 AP poll. Macomb number 1, Marion Local number 2, despite 2 losses, and Fort Loramie number 3. Sherman, the workhorse at the outset of the second half for Fort Loramie. He's got 2 runs, garnering a total of 11, first and 10 Fort Loramie, 39-yard line of Twin Valley South.
And a quarterback for the Redskins, number 32, Darren Eilerman.
Darren Eilerman, the new QB, 3-2 in his back. He's taken the place of Colin Moore as we open action here in the third quarter. This time Sherman is stuffed. Might have lost a half yard, back to the 40-yard line.
He's stopped behind the line of scrimmage by number 50. Brandon Perry.
Second down for the Redskins. Second down, 11. Last score we heard from Anna and Parkway Chuck was what?
14-7 Anna, second quarter.
Minster was putting a whooping on Versailles.
Yep.
Sherman again for Fort Loramie. He's got some good blocking up ahead of him. He puts his head down and digs hard. 35, 33, 32-yard line.
Stop that time from the right end, number 29, Matthew Cornett, and number 10, Colton Jones.
Ball like the running of Sherman, Chuck. Jacob doesn't quit those legs. They keep moving. He churns them hard, and it's a 3rd and 3 or 4 situation. His number is called once more, and look at him scrambling right up the middle. And he makes a man miss, another one miss, drags two more with him, 25, 22, 21-yard line. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Twin Valley 21. 3 minutes have been played here in the third quarter. Continuous clock. Excuse me, Fort Loramie leads it 48-0.
Anna leads 28-14 at the half.
14-point lead, Anna over Parkway after two quarters. The star of this game tonight has been Damon Mesher for Fort Loramie. Running play, Redskins, and first and 10. It is Owen Playman, the scat back, the 5'7 sophomore. Carves out space, outside right tackle for four. Second down and six. Football mark for play at the 18 of Twin Valley South. Yeah, Sherman has been a very good runner in off the bench for Fort Loramie at the start of the second half of this game. 8:25 to go in the third. One, two, three receivers for Eilerman, who's in as the substitute quarterback for Colin Moore. And Eilerman goes up top to throw. He's got a man wide open in the far corner of the end zone and just overshoots him by a step or two. Kevin Playman, all 6'7 of him, out there for the forward pass, but it was just a little off target, and it's third down and seven. Despite the incompletion, the continuous clock continues to chew up seconds.
Playman's hard to overthrow at 6'7.
He sure is. Redskins with a third down and seven upcoming. I had a long conversation with head coach Spencer Wells before the game about the pluses and minuses of this stretch of continuous clock games. Here's Sherman weaving his way. Good disciplined run, patiently using blockers. Gets to the 15, and then high steps his way down to the 11, maybe the 10. Yeah, I think it's a goal-to-go situation. It is. Because Fort Loramie was so banged up, Chuck, after the first three or four weeks, the next 4 weeks gave Fort Loramie the chance to get well.
Right.
And that was important. Thus, in that regard, the series of Mercy Rule continuous clock games has certainly helped. Here is Eilerman calling Sherman's number again, right behind his center. And he puts those puts the head down and chugs those legs to the 5-4, maybe the 3. Goal to go, Fort Loramie, second down upcoming. What a night for Damon Mesher. You have to check the record books.
Yeah.
Maybe at many different schools. The last time one young man, pick six? A TD reception through the air and two returns for scores?
Two punt returns for scores.
That's a
pretty good half.
That's quite a quartet of touchdowns. Second and goal outside the two for Fort Loramie. Eilerman wants to throw, and he whips a bullet on a slant pattern to a receiver 4 yards deep in the end zone who snares it for the six. 54-0. The 6'7 Playman on the receiving end of the strike. Well, that drive by Fort Loramie took nearly 6 minutes thanks to the continuous clock. And on is Fortman for another PAT try. He's got 7-0 on his back, not 7-6 like Groza did for Cleveland years ago. Straight on kicker, Fortman spanks it through. He's got it. Lou the Toe Fortman. Lou the Toe Mac Fortman. He's been on target tonight. What, 8 touchdowns for Fort Loramie, and Fortman is 7-4-8. 6:11 to go, third quarter. Redskins up 55-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
Mike Wick, Chuck, has reported to us that Lehman and Upper Soda Valley are all tied at 0-0. Is that what I see?
I had a 7-0 Lehman score in the second quarter.
You're exactly right. I misread it.
Sydney trailed right. Stebbins 14-7 at the half. Mm. Haven't had a Troy score in a while.
So Stebbins was leading Sydney 14-7
at the half
at intermission. And Troy was playing Xenia?
Yes.
I think, yeah. Here's a fine kickoff return by Twin Valley South as Fort Loramie smacked it downfield to the 15-yard line. Well done by Wright. Tyler Wright raced to the far side of the field, got outside the numbers. A wall was created, and he zoomed down the sideline, returned it back upfield a good 30 yards to the 42. First and 10 Panthers from right there with 5:55 left in the third quarter. At Fort Loramie closes out the regular season next week at Tri-County North, and they'll get another dose of the Panthers.
Well, Tri-County North was trailing Miami East, or trailing Covington 47-0 at the half, so kind of the same game.
Twin Valley South, 8 yards short of midfield, running play stymied at the line of scrimmage. Good lateral pursuit by Fort Loramie's defense. From left to right.
We could probably go ahead and do the Clancy's player of the game right now if you want to.
That may have been decided halfway through the first quarter. And probably right behind Mesher might be Mac Fortman. He really stepped it up.
Yeah, he's kicked the ball really well. Giozzi, Hoing defensively, the entire interior defensive line.
Right.
I could probably pick 20 kids.
Yeah, this is a Fort Loramie defensive game against the run. Just phenomenal all year long. You factor in tonight's performance by the Fort Loramie D against the rush, Chuck, and Fort Loramie's allowing somewhere around 25 to 30 yards a game on the ground. That's incredible after 9 weeks.
Oh, negative 12 tonight.
Wow. So many thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyer's. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com. Twin Valley South to the line of scrimmage from the 41-yard line of the Panthers with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 55-0. A running play, Tyler Walton, a senior, 5'10", 160-pounder on the field now. He bangs forward for a yard, setting up third and about 10. He got the yard back that Twin Valley lost on the previous play.
What a long bus ride home for these young men tonight.
Yeah, Twin Valley South High School is located in West Alexandria. Easy for me to say.
Yeah.
I've been tongue-tied tonight.
Right on, what, 503?
503, about 7 miles south of 70. About halfway between Eaton and Brookville is where West Alex is. Up, Twin Valley tries a wide sweep to the near side of the field, and Fort Loramie's got four or five black shirts across the line of scrimmage, pursuing beautifully, throwing the ball carrier for a loss back at the 39. So it's going to be third down and 14 to go for the Twin Valley South Panthers.
Do you think they fought over who was going to get the return punts at halftime?
That's certainly not Mesher back on this one.
That's what I'm saying. You knew it was going to be somebody else.
Yeah. Barhorse back to receive the punt in the area of the 30. And this one is a directional kick away from him. He goes to the far sideline to pick it up. He does at the 28-yard line and dashes up the far boundary in front of the Twin Valley bench to close to the 40.
That was about a 12-yard return, and most of the time you'd be going, that's a nice punt return.
So it will be first and 10 for the Redskins at their own 38 officially. Yeah, compared to the other punt returns tonight before Lormie, that one doesn't stack up real well, but it was a productive return of a punt nonetheless. Continuous clock in play, 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead 55-0. Snap back to Eilerman. Handoff, ball carrier, Sherman, far side of the field, plowing into the Twin Valley bench after registering a 5 or 6 yard advance to the 35-yard line. He's out of bounds, but that does not stop the clock.
Sherman, a sophomore, and I've been impressed by the way he runs the ball.
Oh, yeah, his legs move up and down and forward very fast. He runs as hard as anybody on this Fort Loramie club, and when you've got example setters in front of you, like Mesher, like Hoing, like Nate Meyer, like Nick Brandewey, you want to follow in their footsteps. Second down run by Fort Loramie. It is Sherman, and he puts his head down and lurches again, short of a first down. That was the second down effort. Third and a couple for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 46. Well, and QB Colin Moore, a junior, and sophomore Damon Mesher, and Sherman, a sophomore, and we've gotten a peek tonight at next year's backfield.
Yep, pretty much.
Snap back to Eilerman and gives it to Sherman, and Twin Valley South is all over it, diagnosing that play well. Sherman is upended behind the line of scrimmage, forcing a Fort Loramie punt with a minute 47 to go here in the third quarter of this game. 55 zip in favor of Fort Loramie, and we have a timeout called on the field.
Sherman got up kind of slow.
I'd like to remind you that we are online here tonight thanks to a couple of new underwriting sponsors, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs, and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Thank you very much, Reese Meyering. And Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Hoing & Hoing, creating dreams for people since 1977, combining top quality craftsmanship, the best available materials, and employees with team spirit and dedication to give you the home of your dreams. 90 seconds to go, third quarter, Fort Loramie to punt. Wyatt Lakes at his 25 for Twin Valley to receive the punt by the Redskins, which is low, end over end. It hits at the 37 of Twin Valley, takes a sideways bounce, out of bounds. Reflecting back at halftime again, Chuck, John Rogers, Fort Loramie volleyball coach, our guest, Country Day, the opponent tomorrow in a district championship contest. Fort Loramie getting the benefit this year of no MAC school dropping down from the Northwest District. This year, the MAC does not feed the Southwest region. It stays at home. The Bluffton District winner was St. Henry. The Kaleida District winner was New Bremen. And they've got to collide in the regional semis next Thursday at Elida.
There's a break.
Yep. But so many thanks to head coach John Rogers. His four seniors on that volleyball team this year have been splendid. Boy, they've paved the way. They've been outstanding. Alyssa Rassman, Marissa Meyering. I'm trying to recall the four. I don't want to forget one or two. Taylor Ratterman, Macy Imwally, the other pair. Outstanding leaders, highly skilled, superb performers. They've led the way for Coach Rogers' volleyball team, which has lost just twice to St. Henry and New Bremen. And should Fort Loramie win its next four, the Redskins volleyball team will have a chance to redeem itself by getting one of those two in the state championship game. But first, you got to win four more in a row beginning tomorrow.
Yeah, but you can't look at that. But anything can happen.
As what? Layman Catholic and Jackson Center found out in the volleyball sectionals.
Right.
Each was knocked out. West Second's winding down. Third quarter, this game coming to an end. Twin Valley will have possession in its own end at the Panthers 33 when we start the fourth with Fort Loramie on top, 55-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We start the fourth quarter of Fort Loramie, Twin Valley South. Panthers run it and have left themselves a dozen yards short of a first down. Third down coming up, 11:40 left in the fourth.
Hey, forgot to snap the ball.
Say a couple of Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum, providing the finest quality aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulte Company, distributing quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulte, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulte, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. We thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulte. Up Twin Valley South is stopped cold on a third down play and on fourth and 16, a punting situation. Line drive kick caught in the dead run by Barhorst to Fort Loramie at the 44, and he's met solidly at the 49. And Nick Barhorst brought it back five, and that's where the Redskins start, a yard short of midfield. First and 10 with 10:30 left here in the fourth quarter. Also from Rushi on the web online with us on scoresbroadcast.com, it's the Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Don't forget, November 1st and 2nd, the Jewelry Barn offers up to 25% off on select items. Jewelry Barn, November 1st, 9 to 6, November 2nd, 9 to 3. Great time to start your Xmas shopping. Start holiday shopping November 1 and 2 at the Jewelry Barn for big sales. And don't forget, beginning December 1st, 15 to 50% off at the five-yard penalty on Fort Loramie. First and 15 Redskins at their own 45.
That was a play. They lost 5 yards on the play.
Negative five on the first play from scrimmage. Scoreboard should read second. 15.
Yeah.
That's what threw me off. Running play, Fort Loramie, Sherman outside left tackle. He kicks it into gear. I said Sherman, it was Kaiser on the run. Ethan Kaiser galloping for plus 10. In fact, he hopped his way all the way to the Twin Valley 42. 13-yard scamper. Third down and just a few yards to go for a first down for Fort Loramie with just over 9 remaining in the fourth quarter. I believe that's still Eilerman at quarterback. Hands it off on the play to Kaiser. Kaiser's jersey is grabbed as he gets across the line of scrimmage, and then he's thrown down at the 35. Ethan Kaiser to the 35 of Twin Valley South, first and 10. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna and Delphus St. John's. Last report, Anna in the third quarter led Parkway 28-14. Anna having a little more difficulty than anticipated. Running play, Fort Loramie outside left end. Here's a missed tackle, a broken tackle. Good run by Kaiser as he chews up yards to the 21-20 inside it to the Twin Valley 17-yard line. Kaiser showing some quick wheels. These Redskins backs run hard. They've all got fast feet. 8 minutes to go in the game. Continuous clock. Fort Loramie on top, 55-0. Two receivers to the right. Quarterback Eilerman giving. Counter back to the near side. Flag flies, probably holding. Kaiser is caught, nabbed, and thrown down at the 9. Another marker near the side of the tackle. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker's earned a reputation second to none. And for many years now, Barker has earned the number one most valued rating in the area. It's a well-thought-of agency. Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Redskins are pushed back by the penalty, but the call is made to Kaiser. He gets the nod once more, and he plows down to the 21-yard line. Yep, it was second and 20. So it's now going to be third and about 10 for Fort Loramie at the 20-yard line of Twin Valley South. My mistake, second down and a little over 10. We played half the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads 55-0. If you joined us late, Damon Mesher for Fort Loramie has a pick six for a score, a touchdown reception for a TD, and two punt returns for scores. What a night for Mesher. He turned this game into a track meet early. Good run by Fort Loramie on second down and more than 10. Redskins crack it outside left tackle, inside the 10 down to the 6. And it's going to be ruled a first down, goal to go, Skins.
55-0, and now the officials decided they're going to throw flags.
Clock running, 5:35 to go in the fourth. Eilerman at quarterback in the spread. Several yards behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, he puts it on the ground, and he jumps on the football immediately. He salvages the possession, loss on the play of about 5, back to the 10. Second and goal for Fort Loramie. Again, Anna and Delphi St. John's next week. Anna Rockets ranked number one in the state this week in the AP poll in Division 6. And Anna, with a win tonight, one next week, will very, very likely secure home field. Here's a flag on the play as Loramie runs the sweep to the right by Kaiser. And look at him go. Look at his split into the end zone. Touchdown. But it's going to be wiped out. Penalty against Fort Loramie. 4.5 to go here in the fourth. Yep, Redskins, after thumping Coldwater last week, leapfrogged to one in the state, according to the AP. Number one in D6.
Well, when you beat number one 49-8, you probably should.
It was a convincing.
It was a beat down.
It was a rout. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie second and goal, 22-yard line of Twin Valley South. And Kaiser is fed the football. He comes to the line of scrimmage, nowhere to go. And they tries to spring it wide, and he produces 4 to the 18. Wyatt Lakes made the tackle. This Twin Valley South team will return a host of very good young players next year. And as we noted in the pregame, it's a club that could very easily win 5 or 6 under the guidance of head coach Clint Bartlett in 2020. Three key performers got hurt this season for Twin Valley South. They would no doubt be on the field tonight in this game, including the number one quarterback, Mason Peck. Running play, right guard. There's a crevice that opens, and it enables Kaiser to kick those legs, and he battles hard down to the 11, the 10-yard line. Fourth and goal for Fort Loramie from that spot on the field with 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. LeChuck, we've highlighted our sponsors tonight over and over again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Thank you, Dickman, so much. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center on Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. Fort Loramie running it in for a score from the 9, but markers fly in the offensive backfield. That TD will be negated.
They're going to make sure they don't score again.
2:28 and counting. Clock continues to run despite the penalty call. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, a lot of gratitude to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, call Chris North if you'd like to be more connected to your veterans' benefits. 937-498-7282. Vets helping vets. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Fort Loramie is going to throw. Very, very deep drop by Eilerman on fourth and goal from the 20. He retreated to the 35, a middle screen, batted down by Twin Valley South's Logan Pierce. He put the mitts on it, swatted that ball away, and Fort Loramie turns it over on downs with a minute 35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And we've highlighted Goffney all night long. High-quality furniture priced just right at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Goffney's got what you want at the price you will like, price to fit your budget. Finance options, too. And you can also find the perfect-fitting mattress at Goffney using the new innovative support report system. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, west of I-75, Route 47. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. New inventory of furniture always on display. Final 45 seconds of this game, Twin Valley South taking over the football at the Panthers' 22-yard line. Here's that split veer running attack. It's good off guard for a couple, and that might very well be the last play of this game. All Fort Loramie, although you wouldn't have necessarily judged that by the Redskins' first offensive play, which resulted in an interception. Colin Moore threw a pick to start the game offensively for Fort Loramie, and then the Redskins unloaded, got it in gear. A pick six for a touchdown by Colin Moore. Two punt return, by Damon Mesher. He had a pick six. Damon had two punt returns for scores and also caught a pass from Colin Moore for a touchdown. Damon Mesher with four TDs tonight, all in the first half. He turned it into a track meet, and Fort Loramie burned Twin Valley South by the final tally of 55-0. Mac Fortman added PATs on 7 of the 8 touchdowns, and that's the story, Chuck.
Yeah, that was impressive. Just a quick look at those 292 total yards to 9, minus 20 rush yards for Twin Valley South. One first down for the game. That was an absolute beatdown right there. And if we look at the Clancy's player of the game, it's got to be Damon Mesher. I mean, I could pick some other kids that had terrific games, but Mesher was a monster tonight, and I can't even let him share it with somebody. He's got to have it by himself.
It's Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, Fort Loramie came into the game tonight allowing only 295 yards all year long on the ground by its opponent. Had given up just 22 first downs rushing all year long in 8 games. And believe it or not, those two stats will get even better after tonight.
Well, negative 20 rush yards and one total first down, not rushing, just one first down.
And the Redskins, in a continuous clock, defeat Twin Valley South 55-0 to vault to 8-1 on the year. Play at Tri-County North next week. Twin Valley South falls to 2-7 on the season. But head coach Clint Bartlett will have a nice squad next year for sure, a number of young talent. Returns, and you'd expect Twin Valley South to have a 500 or better season in 2020. Our webcast next week, Anna at home against Delphus St. John's. The Rockets were number one in the state in Division 6, heading into play this weekend. Last we heard, led Parkway by 2 touchdowns in the third quarter. Anna's opponent next week is Delphus St. John's, which had just 1 win on the year coming into play tonight. And then, of course, we'll follow Anna and Fort Loramie in the football playoffs in the postseason. Anna will play on Friday night in Division 6, and Fort Loramie on Saturday night in Division 7. The postseason contest will begin on November 8th and 9th.
Yep, I'm ready.
For Chuck McBee, our scoresbroadcast.com color announcer, engineer, stat man, he's the Chuck of all trades. And for Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer and producer, with whom I spend time with each Wednesday or Thursday night to get ready for our webcast on Friday. For Chuck and for Ron, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have defeated Twin Valley South 55-0.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.